Welcome to That's What I'm Talking About. Today is Pod for God, and we are podcasting for God. We glorify God daily. Thank you, God, for everything you've given us. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for today. You are everything. You are our all in all. I just wanted to share with you a little bit of the gospel that was said yesterday at the Requiem Mass for the Unborn 2024. And the gospel, I tried my hardest to remix and get the entire gospel set to a few videos that I took yesterday at the Walk for Life, One Life. It's the 10th anniversary in LA, California, where everyone gets together and we set aside a day to stand in or walk in solidarity to advocate for the unborn. Their voice needs to be heard too. And I just went ahead and took a few videos of yesterday as I was walking around LA with John, my fiance, and I, and we were able to conclude with Mass at the cathedral. And it was just, it was amazing to be there. So hopefully you'll enjoy the gospel as best as I could. I went ahead and got on their YouTube channel, and I was able to remix and share in 1 minute segments as best as I could the gospel that the lovely priest from the San Gabriel Valley was able to share yesterday at Mass. That's what I'd like to share today here on That's What I'm Talking About. So I hope you enjoyed the last couple minutes of the gospel, and that's what you'll be listening to here on That's What I'm Talking About. May God bless you, because that's what I'm talking about. Hi, folks. I am so sorry. Once again, I messed up on what I was saying. I meant homily about the gospel of Jesus Christ, not the gospel. This was the homily. So for those of you that know that, you already probably knew I made the mistake. So I apologize. This is a homily given by the lovely priest of the San Gabriel area here in Southern California. And I'm going to have to look up his name, because I really liked what he had to say here in his homily given last night at the Requiem Mass for the Unborn 2024 at the Cathedral in LA, Our Lady of Angels. All right. So once again, I apologize for the mess up, the exchange of the two words, homily versus gospel. Gospel is gospel, obviously, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it is not the gospel. It is the homily, which is what I went ahead and recorded as best I could. I remixed in 1 minute segments and put those videos that I took yesterday walking around LA and experiencing what I have experienced to share here on That's What I'm Talking About. You're welcome to check the YouTube channel there. And that is That's What I'm Talking About on YouTube. If you'd like to go ahead and get the entire homily, it is obviously there on their YouTube channel. And you'd have to sew together each video that I took, and you can then hear the, hopefully, almost the entire homily on That's What I'm Talking About on the YouTube channel. That's What I'm Talking About with Kelly Marie is there for you to enjoy as well. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about. Have a beautiful day today. May God bless you.
Rather, the goal is to listen, to respond, to follow God's call, and to embrace this vision with our whole being, with Jesus at its center. The kingdom of heaven is all about envisioning, embracing a vision of life, which includes everything in the course of our existence. Whether life is very good or very bad, nothing lasts except the fundamental values of truth, of love, of freedom, and of justice. And life is an inalienable right enshrined among those principles in the Constitution of these United States of America. This is the fundamental values of truth, of love, of freedom, and of justice. And life is an inalienable right enshrined among those principles in the Constitution of these United States of America. This is the kingdom of God, a web of relationships in which Christ Jesus begins the vision of life in a womb. In the very depths of my mother's womb, you knit me together. And to follow Jesus is to embrace that vision of life. And we too must encourage that life and help to bring it to its fullness in whatever way our vocation challenges us to do so.